make plans for our next homestand starting Tuesday, August 23rd, as your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles host the Flying Tigers from Lakeland. We'll have all your favorite nights. Two for Tuesday, Dollar Dog Wednesday, Ladies Night, and Bark in the Park. Thirsty Thursday, Fireworks Friday, Sunday Brunch, and Kids Club. Hometown Baseball is your best entertainment value in Southwest Florida. Come out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscle.
Is a presentation of Fort Myers Mighty Muscles Baseball. Mighty Muscles Baseball is on the air worldwide on the Mighty Muscles Broadcast Network. The game is coming up, but first, it's time for Muscles Pregame Live. And here's your host, John Vitas.
We welcome you in to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, for Game 5 out of 6 this week between your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Welcome in to Mighty Muscles pregame live, getting you ready for a 6 p.m. first pitch. We did have quite a bit of rain between 3 and 4 today, but the field has dried out enough, and the grounds crew has done its job to get this field in tip-top shape for a 6 p.m. start time. First rain we've seen all week, so we got to thank Mother Nature for her cooperation this week. But what a jersey matchup we have tonight. Muscles back to their purple jerseys with purple caps and gray pants, and the Hammerheads breaking out some jerseys we've never seen before. Light blue, kind of an aqua mix of three different shades of baby blue. It almost looks as if you are swimming under the sea. It's kind of got a water feel to it, and they have Hammerheads written across the chest. It's a different look. It's an alternate look, and we really like it here in Jupiter. They've got white pants and then their usual black hats and black socks under those white pants. Former Indiana Hoosier Gabe Bierman warms up right now in the left field bullpen for Jupiter, 22 years old from Jeffersonville, Indiana. Drafted last year in the 7th round by the Miami Marlins and has spent the entire season with the Hammerheads. 85 innings pitched and 95 strikeouts. The other number's not as good for Bierman, a whip of 1.4 and an ERA of 4.62. He's been solid, but not overly impressive this year. We'll see how he does tonight against the Muscles in this Saturday night affair. It is overcast and damp here for first pitch, but not as warm as it normally would be. Temperatures right around 80 degrees for the start of tonight's game. The Muscles will go to one of their workhorses this year in 22-year-old right-hander Pearson Ohl. Ohl makes his 15th start of the year. He has pitched really well this season and coming off a five-inning performance against Bradenton in which he did not allow a single run, struck out seven in that game, and lowered his ERA to 4.13 for the year. So Pearson coming off a really good outing and pitching on the road where he has fared better this season, an ERA more than a full point better on the road versus at Hammond Stadium. And it's kind of the season coming full circle for Pearson as well. His first outing of the season this year was against Jupiter. Gave up six runs in three innings. So looking to make amends and get some revenge here over 3 months later at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. So it's a couple of college right-handers facing off in Bierman and Ohl, a couple of 22-year-olds as well, as the Muscles look to bounce back after losing three out of four to begin this series. It's time for our first break. When we come back, we'll give you an update on the Twins affiliates. And then after that, it is Takashi Miyoshi, the Muscles bench coach, joins us to get you ready for a 6 o'clock first pitch.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Mark Anajar from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. After the crash, call the police and document the scene by taking photos of all the vehicles involved. If you were injured, get medical attention as soon as possible. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers and Naples.
John Vitas bringing you back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter as we get ready for our Saturday night matchup between the Muscles and the Hammerheads. And taking a look around the Twins system, a lot of wins last night for the Twins organization, even though the Muscles lost 3-1. Major League team got a shutout of the L.A. Angels of Anaheim, a much-needed win. Tyler Molly, the trade acquisition, was outstanding. Jorge Lopez closed it out, so the Muscles getting some mileage out of their new trade acquisitions. They'll be in Anaheim again tonight. Triple-A St. Paul with a 5-1 win over the Columbus Clippers. And how about the Triple-A debut for Louis Varland, the former Muscles pitcher, reaching Triple-A, went 5 1/3 shutout innings, allowed only one hit and struck out eight. Just a dominating performance. Ariel Jurado piggybacked and was very good as well to close out the win for St. Paul as the Saints get to 53-54. Double-A Wichita with a win as well, 7-3 over Corpus Christi. Two hits and two RBIs each from Anthony Prado and Leobaldo Cabrera. Alex Isola hit his seventh home run of the year. And Brent Hedrick put together an outstanding start. Five innings, one run, two hits, and he struck out six to drop that ERA. That was high through his first couple of double-A starts, getting called up about a month ago now. Win surge now 58-47. High A Cedar Rapids with a 5-0 shutout win over the Quad Cities River Bandits, finally getting in the win column in that series. Mikey Perez was 2-for-5 with two RBIs, and David Festa, three scoreless innings. You can say the same for Hunter McMahon, who went 3 1/3 scoreless innings in relief as the Colonels get the win. They are 62-44. Earlier today at the JetBlue Park venue in Fort Myers, the FCL Twins and FCL Red Sox played a wild and wacky ball game as the Twins won 16-10. That's right, 16-10. Both teams had six spots in that game, and a ton of 2022 draft picks played for the Twins in that game. We're excited about that, and we'll get more into it as the night goes along. Muscles also made some roster moves today, so we'll get into all that as this ball game continues here in Jupiter, Florida. But it's time for our final break because we have to play the rest of our interview that we filmed yesterday with Takashi Miyoshi. The Mighty Muscles Japanese bench coach joins us when we come back.
After a car accident, you can feel like you...
Today's row crop farming is all about efficiency. When the sun's up, you gotta go. You don't have time for multiple trips across your fields, and you can't take risks on unproven products. That's why the best farmers, including those at Next Level, rely on Brandt, formulated for superior tank mixing and advanced nutrition delivery. Brandt's products are highly efficient, helping improve your crop's quality and overall yield. Visit Brandt.co for more information.
Welcome back to Mighty Muscles Pregame Live as we get you set for first pitch against the Jupiter Hammerheads tonight. We get a chance to sit down with Mighty Muscles bench coach, Takashi Miyoshi. Yoshi, thank you for the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm humble to the teammate. So, you know, I'm just going to keep continuing to what he can do for the team.
Yeah. Now, to me, one reason why we won the first half is a lot to do with, you know, fundamentals and the little things. It seemed like this was a very mature team for the low-A level. You were at the rookie ball level last year, so you saw a lot of these guys last year. You saw more teenage players last year and now dealing with some older players. What are some skills or maybe even some mental skills that you think are very important at this level to preach to these younger guys?
Anticipation, leading ahead every time is the biggest thing. Because, like, the guy who can come out to the Major League Baseball organization, they physically, they're, you know, strong enough, good enough, you know, to play in the pro ball. But again, rookie ball, like low A, this is the level where that we have to kind of teach them the game, especially the younger kids who just doesn't have experiences. Like, we have to keep, you know, teach them the game about leading ahead, situation, anticipate, you know, when the play happens. So those are the biggest thing. Yeah.
I wanted to get into your background a little bit. You're from the country of Japan, yet you've been in the United States for about a decade now, and what an incredible journey you've had through all different parts of the U.S., and you've played in the Pacific Islands as well and Japan. First of all, what was attractive about the United States? Why did you want to come and make a career for yourself here when there is such great baseball and professional leagues in Japan?
I mean, since I was growing up, like, the Major League Baseball to me was everything. Like, I look it up, like, all the, like, you know, great players back then, like Ken Griffey Jr. or Ozzie Smith, Cobby Puckett, like, those are my favorite players. I mean, I was always looking up somehow, like, you know, from Japan. So, for me, it was natural to come in and to follow the dream.
And you played as an infielder in the independent leagues, and then you quickly became a coach about 10 years ago. So just some of the stops you've had: Brockton Rocks, Sioux City Explorers, Grand Prairie Airhawks, London Monarchs, Victoria Seals, and the Japan Samurai Bears. I mean, you've literally been everywhere. And then you got the opportunity to manage in Sonoma, California with the Stompers. Why did you continue to push and travel from all of these obscure cities to another?
I was just fortunate enough to meet the people who gave me opportunity, and I just follow my heart just to, you know, keep being a baseball. And then fortunately, you know, come into the Twins. So it just basically happened. I didn't try it, but it just love the game, stick with it. That's just where I am right now. Yeah,
the big step you had before the Twins picked you up was with the Sonoma Stompers. You were their manager, and you led them to the best season in franchise history in 2017. 52-26 record. I know you said at that time of your life you were reading a lot of books on analytics and the quantitative side of the game. Well, you're obviously an on-field guy, so you understand the qualitative aspects too. How were you able to put it together as a manager that season and then get the opportunity with the Twins?
2015, from the second half, was my first opportunity to be a manager because, like, my GM fired my manager, then I became a manager. Then that team had two baseball operation guy who worked for the, you know, Major League Baseball organization. You know, we used the sabermetrics system for the first time in independent ball history in the U.S. baseball. So the 15th season, they told me a lot of stuff, how I need to use, like, you know, sabermetrics number into the lineup or defensive safe or, you know, changing the reliever type of stuff. And then, like, 16, we won the championship. 17, we, you know, made a new record in the league, which was definitely experience from the 15, how, you know, we need to, like, you know, balance the numbers between, like, you know, actual feel to make a decision in the game. So that really helps me out.
In that three-year span, what would you say were some of the analytics that really helped the most? Like, what was lacking in that league that you were able to take advantage of?
pitching changes for sure, especially independent ball, because like independent ball, you have to win. It's not only develop, it's just all about winning. If we keep losing the game, like, you know, we're going to lose the job. Manager, coaches, and players are going to lose the job. So that pitching changes, like how I need to utilize number, using fireman or closer, or like, you know, changing the starter, you know, type time to time. It depends on the, like, you know, sabermetrics number was huge for me. Huge.
And then you get to the Twins and you get some great opportunities and even more tools to use here. What are some of the things about the Twins that you've enjoyed the most?
It's definitely, I believe this organization definitely very open-minded. Like so many, you know, people coming from the, so many different countries, so many different backgrounds. So that, like, I believe that that diversity that we have, you know, makes us better and strong organization. And that's definitely I enjoy the most.
And you're a big part of it. I mean, the rumor is that you're the first manager in the United States without MLB or NPB experience at the minor league level. So that's a big accomplishment for you as well. And growing up in Japan, you know, most of us have never been there. For those who haven't been to your hometown of Sagamihara in Japan, what's it like? What did you guys do growing up for fun?
It's a very countryside, nothing like city side like Tokyo. So I used to play, like, you know, soccer and baseball since when I was growing up. So it's pretty much same, but like my hometown is pretty countryside. Yeah.
And it's a little more green and humid there, right, than some of the other areas in Asia?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think the summertime in Japan is more humid. So, like, you know, I feel lucky to be here in summer in the U.S. Yeah.
Well, Yoshi, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
First pitch is coming up next.
We are ready for baseball here on Saturday night in Jupiter, Florida. John Vitas, happy to have you along as your mighty muscles get set to face right-hander Gabe Bierman and the Jupiter Hammerheads tonight. Here is the Achieva Credit Union starting lineup. It'll be Misael Urbina leading it off as the designated hitter, followed by shortstop Noah Miller. Noah Cardenas will bat third at catcher with the third baseman Keone Cavaco in the cleanup spot. Rubel Cespedes hits fifth. He's at second with the left fielder Kalei Rosario in the sixth hole. Dylan Tatum bats seventh at first base with the speed guys rounding it out. Daniel Osorio in right field and Luis Baez batting ninth in center field. Bierman completes his warm-up tosses here on this cooler and damp night here in Jupiter. Temperature right around 80 degrees. We had some heavy rain blow through at about 3 p.m. today, which put the start time in question. But by about 4:30, everything had cleared out, and the grounds crew got this field ready for baseball. It is a little slick, a little wet all the way around tonight, but we are good to go here for a 6 o'clock first pitch. Urbina strides towards home plate, getting set to face the former Indiana Hoosier, Gabe Bierman, 6'2" and 200 pounds, drafted last year in the 7th round by the Miami Marlins. Hammerheads in their aquatic uniforms tonight, we'll call it, kind of three different tones of baby blue, as the pitch in to Urbina is a fastball a little bit low at 90 miles an hour. You've got some, you know, kind of aqua colors, a little darker blue in there as well. It looks like you're underwater if you stare at it close enough. That one's fouled back 1-1. They've got their normal white pants, black socks, and black caps with the shark logo on the front. Muscles in their purple jerseys with navy numbers and letters and gold trim with the gold Mighty Muscle logo on the left shoulder. And Urbina swings through a fastball, strike two. Let's meet the defense for the Hammerheads. If you've listened to this series, you know the names. It's been almost the exact same starting nine every night for Angel Espada. 1-2 coming, and it's outside for a ball. In the outfield left to right, it's Thompson, Brady Allen, and Luttrell. Jacob Berry plays third base with Carlos Santiago at shortstop. Javier Sanoa plays second base with Torin Montgomery over at first. That one's pulled foul past Brian Meyer as Urbina stays alive. Joe Mack does the catching. He's caught 4 of the 5 games now in this series. And the Hammerheads this week have used a grand total of 10 position players over the course of 5 games. Here comes the 2-2, and it's down and away. They appeal and say no swing. In terms of the nine men in the lineup, we have seen the same eight every single game this week. The only change was on Thursday, Cameron Barstad caught, Joe Mack DH, and Carlos Santiago was not in the lineup. 3-2 is low for ball four, and Urbina has the walk. He wasn't so sure about the count, but the Muscles get the leadoff man on with Noah Miller coming up. That's been the only change. Barstad's played one game. The other nine guys in the field right now have played in all five, or in Santiago's case, four out of five. Miller, a switch hitter, bats left against Bierman, and the fastball buzzes inside at 92 miles per hour. Miller playing in his 90th game of the season and puts him on a pace for about 110 games played in his first full minor league season. He's been ultra-reliable at shortstop as he fouls back a curveball to bring the count to 1-1. Cardenas waits on deck. He's had a tremendous month of August. Bierman ready from the stretch. There's a spin and a throw to first. Then Urbina dives back in. Hammerheads over the last 48 hours have trimmed their deficit in the division from 4.5 back to just 2.5 games back of Palm Beach. Curveball rolled towards the middle. Could be two. Sanoa Fields goes to second for one, and there will be no relay. They say that Santiago dropped the ball on the transfer, so Urbina is out, as that was just not turned well at all by Sanoa and Santiago. No chance to turn two on a fairly softly hit grounder, but it was right at Sanoa, so that's a ball that you will see them turn two on sometimes. So with one out, Miller is now at first, and the right-hand hitting Cardenas stares in. Bierman from the stretch fires, and the slider's in the dirt. Mack will throw to first, and Miller is safe. Montgomery tried the sweep tag there, but was a little bit late. Mack has had some issues blocking in this series. I think he's given up four or five wild pitches. A pass ball as well. But he's shown a pretty good arm. Here's the pitch, and it's up high for ball two. He's a very cerebral, outgoing guy, as you would tend to expect from a guy in the New York, New Jersey area. You saw his personality shine through at the draft last year. Very talkative. That one is on the inside corner, strike one. Charlie was there, the Muscles catcher last year, his older brother. I think they were name-dropping some NFL quarterbacks that they said they were going to meet or have dinner with. It was quite a spectacle. MLB Network's cameras ate it up as Cardenas steps out of the box. But I wasn't surprised to see Charlie kind of hanging out in the background in the shadows of all that hullabaloo. He had been humbled by a couple of minor league seasons. He let his brother have the fun while he could. There's the 2-1, and it's rolled out towards shortstop, coming in to get it. Santiago, the flip to second, and Sanoa's turn in time. That time, they were very nifty going around the horn. 6-4-3, and the Muscles don't score. Pearson Old to the mound when we come back. You're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Today's row crop farming is all about efficiency. When the sun's up, you gotta go. You don't have time for multiple trips across your fields, and you can't take risks on unproven products. That's why the best farmers, including those at Next Level, rely on Brandt, formulated for superior tank mixing and advanced nutrition delivery. Brandt's products are highly efficient, helping improve your crop's quality and overall yield. Visit Brandt.co for more information.
Hammond Stadium's newest neighbors are bringing cold water seafood to the next level. Introducing Cold Water Oyster Market, the area's newest sports bar with 44 taps, 24 HD TVs, and the freshest seafood in town. Pick from a wide selection of fresh oysters, lobster rolls, mussels, crab cakes, and more. Better yet, bring your Muscles game ticket to Coldwater for a free cup of award-winning New England clam chowder or Scotty's Mighty Muscles Blonde Ale. That's Coldwater Oyster Market, located on 6 Mile Cypress, just 2 miles south of Hammond Stadium.
This is Mighty Muscles catcher LaRon Smith, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Bottom of the first, no score, and the Hammerheads come to bat against Pearson Ohl, the right-hander out of Grand Canyon. Here is the lineup he'll face. Yiddy Cappy is dug in the righties box as the DH and leadoff man. Joe Mack going to hit second, the catcher. Jacob Berry, the three-hitter, plays third base. Ohl the windup in the first pitch to Cappy. Fastball hits the knees at 90 miles an hour. Brady Allen going to hit cleanup. He's in center field with the left fielder Jake Thompson in the five hole. Ohl's next pitch is down and away for a ball. Javier Sanoa bats sixth. He's the second baseman. Torin Montgomery in the seven hole plays first. Shortstop Carlos Santiago bats eighth. And Chase Luttrell rounds it out in right field. That one's foul tipped into the glove of Cardenas for strike two. Righty, lefty, lefty here against Pearson. He delivers the 1-2, and the changeup's down and away. That's his money pitch. Gets incredible downward break on that changeup. Almost looks like a splitter. And he'll throw it as often as 50% of the time. Here comes the 2-2. There it is, and it's looped out to shallow center field, and it's going to fall. Baez couldn't get there. Cappy now trying for second. Baez's throw, the tag, and he's out. Maybe not. Now they call for time, and he is safe. Miller dropped the ball. Four muscles have their arms up in the air in disbelief, and Brian Meyer is out to argue with Matt Watkowski, the base umpire. That is a situation where the umpire is going to get an argument either way as he sides with the Hammerheads. Well, Baez closed so well there, I thought he might have a chance to get it, even though it was ticketed for no man's land in shallow center. Baez bobbled it, otherwise Cappy would have been out by a mile. Made a really good throw to Miller, and when Miller tagged the runner, the ball popped out of his glove and rolled behind him. And so it's kind of just a gut call, split-second decision on whether Miller had control of the ball when he touched the runner or not. The umpire says that he was indeed safe. So the umpires do talk it over. And now there's more words between Brian, who's standing on the first base side of the mound, and the base umpire, Matt Watkowski. I think Brian does have pretty good respect for this crew. We've had them a lot this year, and there's been some rough encounters lately between these Florida State League managers and these umpires during Muscles games the last month or so, but not as much friction this week as that one misses outside ball one to Joe Mack. So Cappy will likely get credit for a double, and the Hammerheads have a man at second base. Pitch to Mack is a swing and a miss. Strike one. I think if there's one guy from a scouting prospect standpoint, if there's one guy for the Hammerheads that has impressed us the most, I think it's Yiddy Cappy, the Marlins' number 25 prospect on Baseball America. He's been on the radar for a couple years, but has not really emerged as a frontline guy. Just, you know, somebody to keep an eye on if you're a Marlins fan. The bottom half of that top 30, and boy, he is showing off some hit tool, which is not usually what you would expect for a 6'3 freak athlete who's a teenager. Usually the hit tool comes at the end. Here comes the 1-1. And it's rolled foul on the right side, strike two. But he has been able to, on pitches diving away from him, and the Muscles have thrown him a lot of sliders, been able to kind of lean out over the plate, throw the bat head at the ball, and still square it up. They actually gave an error on Miller there, so it's a single and an error. Interesting. Here's the 1-2. Changeup rolled over to second, handled by Cespedes. Flipped to first in plenty of time as Cappy stops at third. So that is just the fourth error of the year for Noah Miller, who has been one of the best defenders in all of minor league baseball. And that is one of those unfortunate ones where kind of a split-second play, not something you practice a whole lot, kind of a last-second throw from right center field. Mack did a good job handling the bat there as well to react to the changeup and just get a piece to roll it out to right and give the Hammerheads a productive out. Here is Jacob Berry, and he swings through a high fastball 0-1. Pearson's got that carry. Same thing we talked about last night with Mike Paredes. that natural riding action at the top of the zone, which makes 90 look more like 93. From the stretch, he deals an 0-1, and Berry pops it up to left, might be deep enough. Rosario comes in a step or two, tagging from third is Cappy. The catch is made, the throw to the plate is offline, and Cappy is in, standing up. It's a sacrifice fly for Jacob Berry, and the Hammerheads have a 1-0 lead. Get him on, get him over, get him in. Good situational hitting there by Mack and Berry. And so Allen will come to the plate with two outs and nobody on. Right-handed hitter, Ole's first pitch to him, is up and high for ball one, kind of looking down at the mound as if he slipped. Ole with a very simple delivery, straight over the top, and the changeup drops in for a strike. And it stays balanced really well above his plant foot. And just flicks it home from a short, quick, over-the-top angle. That was a slider that Allen just barely got a piece of, staying alive, 1-2. Ole has no issues throwing strikes at all. 12 strikeouts in 70 innings this year. Fires home the 1-2, and it's popped up. A lot of hang time to shallow center. Cespedes comes out, Baez comes in, and Baez makes the catch in very shallow center to end the inning. Hammerheads manufacture a run, and they've got a 1-0 lead as we move to inning number two.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Mark Anajar from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. After the crash, call the police and document the scene by taking photos of all the vehicles involved. If you were injured, get medical attention as soon as possible. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers, and Naples.
Make plans for our next homestand starting Tuesday, August 23rd, as your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles host the Flying Tigers from Lakeland. We'll have all your favorite nights. Two for Tuesday, Dollar Dog Wednesday, Ladies Night, and Bark in the Park. Thirsty Thursday, Fireworks Friday, Sunday Brunch, and Kids Club. Hometown Baseball is your best entertainment value in Southwest Florida. Come out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscle.
Stay up to speed with promotions and all things Mighty Muscles. Games and events, Mighty Muscles merch, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles, and on the web at MightyMuscles.com. Come on out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
This is Muscles, right-handed pitcher Mark O'Reilly, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Middle third of the order here for the Muscles. It'll be Keone Cavaco leading it off against Gabe Bierman. Got a double play ball to escape trouble in the first, and now he starts the second with a 1-0 lead. And a foul tip held by the catcher, strike one. It'll be Cespedes and Rosario to follow. Righty, lefty, righty. Bierman with the high black Sox kicks and delivers, and the fastball is downstairs. Hammerheads in those three-tone aqua blue under-the-sea jerseys tonight, as I guess is how we'll call it. Definitely a unique look. I'm personally a fan. I could see if people at the stadium are not fans. It's definitely unusual. Here's the 1-1, and it's fouled off. Ooh, got him in the foot that time as Keone now hobbles up the first base line. Trying to get up now. Looks like it's his right foot that it caught, and he is in some pain. Takes the helmet off, and Chase Thompson is out to take a look. That's strike two. And we'll slowly walk up the first base line. Carlos Aguiar out of the lineup for the third straight day, so something probably nagging him. He's one of the three guys on the bench. LaRon Smith and Tanner Schobel are the others. You've got Cespedes playing first, as Keone is now trying to walk to first, but having a ton of difficulty. That is not good. Guy who's been riddled by injuries throughout his time with the Twins, and I think he's coming out. He is. Might be the left foot, actually. He is limping pretty heavily. He did come off on his own there. But a foul ball that got him on the foot. And it's going to be either Schoble or Laron Smith to come in, I'm sure. And it's going to be Schoble. This was supposed to be Tanner's day off, but he is out there. The second rounder out of Virginia Tech is going to come in to inherit a 1-2 count. So I believe if Schoble strikes out, it'll be on Keone. If he puts it in play, though, it'll be on him. So he comes out, takes some practice swings, puts the weight on the bat. He's just one of those guys that can roll out of bed and play. So Schoble, with the shin guard already on. He came out of the dugout with the helmet and the shin guard already on. So he was ready to go as soon as he saw Cavaco get hurt. But we are certainly concerned for Keone. He had turned a nice corner here in the second half and had a couple big hits in this series and now unavailable for the rest of the night. Schoble into bat for him, and he fouls it back. Good swing right out of the gates on a slider, and he stays alive. The thought I had was to maybe move Cespedes to third base for Cavaco. That one's down in the dirt, but maybe you put Schoble at second and Cespedes to third. Muscles don't have a lot of guys on this team with much third base experience this year because Cavaco's been the main guy. It's the only position he's played. 2-2 is popped up on the infield. Montgomery and Sanoa come together, and Montgomery takes charge and makes the catch in the grass for out number one. So I believe that'll be an out against Schoble. And there's one down now for Cespedes. Left-handed hitter against the righty Bierman. Bierman from the windup, like Ole, a very simple delivery, and he gets the 92-mile-an-hour fastball past Cespedes. Their deliveries are almost identical. Their body type almost identical. Both 6'1", 6'2", right around 200 pounds. Good athletes. Here comes the 0-1. Changeup foul back to the screen, strike two. Very compact, over-the-top, short arm action, which means they don't really extend their arm much as they flick it home. Bierman the 0-2 to Rubel, and it's up and away for ball one. Kalei Rosario waits on deck. Muscles down 1-0 here in the second. Just lost their starting third baseman. And again, hopefully it's nothing major. 1-2 on the way. Curveball fouled back to the screen. Cespedes waggles the bat and looks in, and he strokes it towards the middle. Sanoa on the backhand, able to bobble it and make the play. Hit his glove and came up, and he barehanded it out of the air and then made a strong throw to Montgomery. So Cespedes hit it hard, but it's out number two. And now Rosario will give it a try. Ole and Bierman tonight looking for some modest milestones as Rosario skies one out to right. Deep but playable. Luttrell and step in front of the warning track makes the grab as the inning comes to an end. Bierman has faced the minimum through two. We head to the bottom of the second with Jupiter up a run.
There's no better way to let off some steam than axe throwing. But ever wish the party could come to you? Well, now it can. Introducing Chuck It Axes, the mobile axe throwing company that'll bring the party to your front yard, backyard, parking lot, or business. Chuck It offers one-on-one coaching for all ages and skill levels and is fully insured. To schedule your axe throwing party today, call 239-851-AXES or visit chuckitaxes.com. Life is short. Chuck It!
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
John Vitas bringing you back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in Jupiter, Florida. 1-0 Hammerheads as Jake Thompson leads it off. A lefty against Pearson Ohl, and he fouls the first one back 0-1. Thompson, that undrafted free agent out of Oklahoma State we've talked about this week. Former teammates of Christian Encarnacion Strand of the 2021 Muscles. 0-1 is down and in, which means he played for Matt Holliday and his brother, and Robin Ventura, who is a unpaid graduate assistant. Think about that. Here comes the 1-1. It is fouled off. I think that tells you all you need to know about the lack of an ego for Robin Ventura. Guy managed the Chicago White Sox for 4 or 5 years and then went into an unpaid role at Oklahoma State as he was getting his master's degree and hanging out with his buddies, Matt Holliday and his brother. 1-2, and it's fouled back out of play. And, of course, Jackson Holliday, their son and nephew, drafted first overall this year. So it's a baseball factory down in Stillwater. Ohl delivers, and it's lifted out to left field, right at Rosario. Barely has to move, waits for it, and makes the catch over his left shoulder. Thompson flies out. He has tremendous bat control. That was up and out of the strike zone and still able to get on top of it and line it out to left. So now it's Javier Sanoa, the second baseman for Jupiter. First pitch to Sanoa. Slider tapped weakly third base side. Ohl bare hands or gets out of the way. Cespedes makes the throw, and he gets it there on target. Oh, Rubel Cespedes showing off the arm on a tough play coming in from third. He was playing deep, had to go a long way. You could see Ohl starting to line up to make the Jeter jump throw. He's going to barehand it off the wet grass. And at the last second before he went for the ball, Cespedes called him off and made the play himself. That's a great play. Two down now for Torin Montgomery. Cespedes moving from second to third after the Cavaco injury. Fastball poured over for a strike to Montgomery. It'll be Schobel at second base the rest of the way for the Muscles. The pitch to Torin is a changeup sprayed foul on the right side, strike two. Well, if both Aguiar and Cavaco are unable to go tomorrow, Muscles will be playing the game with just 10 players, and that is a problem. I don't know if they'll have to shuttle somebody across the state on short notice, but hopefully not. Hopefully one of them, if not both of them, are available tomorrow. Here comes the 0-2, and it's in the dirt for a ball. Carlos played earlier in the series but was scratched yesterday and then not in the lineup today. Ohl ready from the windup. Here's the pitch, and it's low. Tried that changeup. Velocity on the changeup's been a little lower than usual. It's normally right around 80. It's been 77 to 79 tonight. Here comes the 2-2. And it misses in. Close pitch on the changeup. Neither team is challenged yet. In our first challenge game on Thursday, both teams were out of challenges by the end of the fourth inning. So last night and tonight, they've taken a much more conservative approach to the point where we only saw just a couple challenges in the whole game last night. Pearson ready on a payoff pitch, and the changeups hit sharply to third beyond the reach of Cespedes. So Montgomery saw it enough where he was able to sit back and drive it into left field, and the Hammerheads have their second base hit. So Santiago now with two outs and a man at first. This is our last game of this series with fans in the ballpark. We'll go back to pass list only tomorrow. They only allow fans in here 4 out of 6 days. And that's for two reasons. One, to save money on staffing, but also they have two teams here, so they have games pretty much every day. That one's on the inside corner for a strike to, you know the old supply and demand. If you've got too much supply, there's less demand. So if you take away the supply, maybe you get a little more demand on the 4 days of the week where you have the gates open. There's a throw to first, and Montgomery dives back in. You don't have to worry about staffing your Tuesday and Sunday games, and then you get better crowds on Wednesday through Saturdays. That's the thinking. They're hoping to go back to normal next year. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nasty changeup for strike two. So if you want to come out tomorrow, make sure you get a hold of a Muscles player or staff member. They have to put you on the pass list in order to get into the ballpark. Ola head on Santiago, the pitch, and he got him. Another changeup. First strikeout of the game for both sides. Ole strikes out Santiago as we move to the third inning with the Hammerheads up one.
Athenian Academy Charter School, the first Greek immersion charter school in the United States, is now in Fort Myers and open for enrollment for the upcoming school year. Athenian Academy is a tuition-free public school offering kindergarten through eighth grade with a brand new state-of-the-art building. Their certified teachers create excellence in education through a motivating, focused academic and language approach that includes Greek and Spanish taught daily. Located on Three Oaks Parkway, just south of San Carlos Boulevard, Athenian Academy Charter School. Come experience the difference.
2-for-1 Tuesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, Fireworks Fridays, Free Giveaway Saturdays, and Sunday Brunch. Game Day doesn't get more family-friendly. Stay up to speed with Home Game Times on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles.
This is Twins broadcaster Corey Provis. You are listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Bottom third of the order here for the Mighty Muscles. It'll be Dylan Tatum to lead it off against Gabe Bierman. Right-hander for Jupiter, and the pitch home is a fastball right down the pipe for a strike. Tatum created a little drama last night. Muscles were down 3-1 in the ninth inning, and he crushed a double to the gap to bring the tying run to the plate, but Muscles unable to come through. Lost 3-1 last night. Fastball rolled out towards third. Getting behind the bag, Berry throws across his body, and the throw is in time to get Tatum by a step. Jacob Berry moving well to his right there and retires Tatum. So now Ozoria, a switch hitter who will bat left-handed. A really wild game in the Florida Complex League today over in Fort Myers. You had the two Fort Myers teams playing each other. Pitch to Ozoria is low. You had the Twins visiting the Red Sox at JetBlue Park. Now 40% of their games are against each other. They play each other every Friday and Saturday. That one is at the knees for a strike. And then Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, they'll play the Rays, the Orioles, the Braves. But usually the games are fairly low scoring, especially when the Red Sox play the Twins. It just seems like there's a lot of 1-0, 2-1 games. There's a swing and a miss strike, too. But the final score today at JetBlue Park was the FCL Twins 16 and the FCL Red Sox 10. 16-10. I went in the dirt for a ball, so maybe, you know, with preseason NFL games getting going, they figured they'd play to a football score. But a lot of 2022 draft picks in that game. The same four position players that played yesterday played today. All of them college draft picks. 2-2 to Ozoria, and he waves and misses. Good changeup from Bierman as he picks up his first strikeout. So two down now, and Baez the last chance in the third. They scored 16 runs on only 13 hits. Ben Ross, the fifth rounder out of Notre Dame College of Ohio, was 1-for-5. Here comes the pitch to Baez, and he takes a breaking ball for a strike. Alex Sayer, the outfielder out of Wright State, was 1-for-4 with 2 walks and 3 RBIs. Dalton Shuffield, who has off to a great start, was 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs, and he's batting .500 through his first 3 games. That one's outside, 1-1 to Baez. Austin Martin rehabbed for the FCL Twins, and we also saw one professional debut. Baez out in front on the fastball, strike two. Undrafted signee John Klein pitched a scoreless inning. Klein signed after the draft out of Iowa Central Community College, so he's only 20 years old. 1-2 pitch is fouled back to the screen. Twins, we mentioned it earlier in the series, they signed 18 of their 20 draft picks, but then they signed 4 free agent pitchers that went undrafted. 1 sophomore, 1 junior, and 2 seniors. There's the 1-2. And it's on the inside corner, strike three. Baez going to challenge. I think he's going to lose it again. Oh, and it's called a ball. Baez wins it, and everybody's got to come back. They were starting the between-inning reads before that ball was overturned. So good for Baez. He wins the challenge, and Muscle still on ball three. Everybody back at their positions. Some of them were halfway to the dugout when that call was made. Here comes the 2-2. Baez, a check swing looper foul into the net above Urbina in the on-deck circle. Kind of an awkward swing, and he got more of the baseball than he anticipated. Muscles down a run here in the top of the third. Bierman winds another 2-2. And it's lined out to right center. Racing over is Luttrell, as is Allen, and neither of them can get it. Baez makes the turn. He's thinking three. The relay throw from Cappy is not in time, and it's a triple for Luis Baez. Not a power hitter, but got it over both outfielders there, and as soon as that ball dropped in, you could see him turn on the jets as he approached second base. It's a two-out triple. The Muscles have their first base hit. It'll bring up Urbina. I beg your pardon. That was Santiago on the relay. Cappy is DHing. They're very similar in look. Both taller shortstops. Made a good relay, but just not in time. Urbina takes up and away. That was not a good throw by the outfielder. I think it was Allen that made that throw. Kind of a looping throw. He missed Sanoa, overshot him, and then the second cutoff man, the shortstop Santiago, had to make the relay. 1-0 to Urbina, and it's down and away for ball two. Second throw is on the money, but Baez beat it easily. Muscles got their only run last night because of their speed. Daniel Ozoria, an infield single, stole second, went to third on an overthrow, and then scored on a wild pitch. 2-0 to Misael. Fastball rolled towards the hole. Barry dives, comes up with it, sets his feet, and fires to first to save the run. Oh, sensational play by Jacob Barry going to his forehand side to rob Urbina of an RBI single. Still 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the third.
You may not need a lawyer today, but at some point in your life, you might. Attorney Spencer Cordell is a criminal defense and personal injury lawyer recognized by the Florida Bar as an expert in criminal trial law. Spencer's main office is in Fort Myers, and he represents clients in DUI, criminal law, and felony case matters from Port Charlotte to Naples. Initial consultations are free. You may not need a lawyer today, so remember his name for when you do. The Law Office of Spencer Cordell, committed to serving Floridians with excellence.
There's no better deal during Muscles season than a Silver Sluggers membership. For just $55, all fans 65 years and older can get a ticket to all 11 Wednesday home games. They'll also get a free parking pass and t-shirt, not to mention a 10% discount in the team store. To purchase your Silver Sluggers card today, call Ross Sirtis at 239-533-7661. That's 239-533-7661.
This is Mighty Muscles pitcher Jordan Carr, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Chase Luttrell going to lead it off for Jupiter. 9-1-2 for the Hammerheads, who lead 1-0. Urbina just robbed of an RBI base hit. First pitch to the lefty is popped up, foul ground, third base side. Triangle comes together down the line, and it's going to be Miller to make the catch in between Rosario and Cespedes. So one pitch, one out for Pearson Ohl here in the third. And now it'll be Cappy. Hammerheads 2-for-8. First time through against Pearson with a sack fly in there. The windup and the pitch. Slider catches the corner, strike one. We were telling you all about those FCL stat lines today over in Fort Myers and how three more position player draft picks are getting some reps. They're strike two. Schoble, Ortega, and Brooks Lee went to high A, all played 3 to 5 games or so in the FCL before they got called up. So the guys we just mentioned have all played 2 or 3 games. 0-2 is lined out to the gap in left center field. It drops in for a base hit. Baez cuts it off quickly, and that'll hold Cappy to a single. So Cappy is 2-for-2, having a monster series, as now it'll be Joe Mack. My muscles just can't get Cappy out right now. Squaring everything up. Mack, the lefty, looks in, and he takes a strike on the outside corner. Change up there from Pearson. A fastball. There's a spin and a throw, and back in on the dive is Cappy. So hopefully the Muscles could get some help from those guys at some point, next week, maybe the week after. But they did get some help from the FCL Twins today. Muscles made 2 roster moves before the game today. First roster move since before the series began. 0-1 is a swing and a miss. Good change up there for strike two. Samuel Perez was promoted to high A Cedar Rapids. Sam did yeoman's work out of the bullpen this year for the Muscles. Had over 40 innings pitched out of the pen. As Ohl tries to pick off Cappy, and he's safe again. So congrats to Sam. And in his stead, the Twins called up 21-year-old righty Tomas Cleto from the FCL team. 0-2, Cappy runs. It's in the dirt. The throw to first base is on target. Oh, and they called him safe. Miller can't believe it. Cardenas looking over at the home plate umpire as well. Another call by Matt Wadkowski that goes against the Muscles. I certainly thought he was out. And so all of the breaks are going Jupiter's way early in this game. Man in scoring position now with one out. That was a great throw by Cardenas on a pitch that was ankle high. 1-2 is rolled foul, pass first. Cleto had a tremendous strikeout-to-walk ratio in the FCL. Through 29 and two-thirds innings this year, which is a lot for a team that played 50 games or so. 31 strikeouts and 3 walks. That's outstanding. That one's up high for a ball. Also, less than a hit per inning, so his whip was 1.01. ERA a little high, 4.55. He did give up some clutch hits, but overall, really solid work for Tomas Cleto, and he's now on the Muscles roster, likely to pitch tomorrow. As Ole steps off and looks Cappy back, that's as good as a pickoff, so that's one of his two step-offs. And now we've got a balk. That's his third step-off, because remember, Mac was batting on those pickoff attempts earlier. Pearson just a brain fart thinking that, new at bat since he was at a new base, but not the case. Kind of a delayed call, but the right call against Ole. 2-2 on Mac. Here's the pitch, and he got him. Nasty change up in a huge spot to get a strikeout as he keeps Cappy at third. Two outs now, and it's all left to Jacob Berry. Berry, a sack fly his first time up, and then a diving play to save a run in the top of this inning. We play in the bottom of the third with Jupiter up 1-0. Now, Cleto, who appeared in only 9 games, would work about 3 to 4 innings in each outing. So he's a guy who's somewhat stretched out and could start for the Muscles tomorrow. First pitch to Berry is inside, ball one. Marco Raya still not available, so there's an open spot in the rotation. Looks like Cleto might fill it tomorrow. One-oh pitch is rolled foul past the first base bag, 1-1. Tatum is guarding the line, so really no way to get it past him inside the first base cushion. Pearson kicks and deals, and it's hit sharply towards the right side. Diving play by Schoble. From his knees, he throws to first for the out. Beautiful play by Tanner Schoble to return the favor on Jacob Berry. Schoble saves a run, and it's 1-0 as we move to the fourth on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network, powered by Brandt.
Make plans for our next homestand starting Tuesday, August 23rd, as your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles hosts the Flying Tigers from Lakeland. We'll have all your favorite nights. Two for Tuesday, Dollar Dog Wednesday, Ladies Night, and Bark in the Park. Thirsty Thursday, Fireworks Friday, Sunday Brunch, and Kids Club. Hometown Baseball is your best entertainment value in Southwest Florida. Come out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Hook up on Twitter at Mighty Muscles for game day starting lineups, final scores, game recaps, promotions, and more. It's the best way to know what's happening right now, and total team info with rosters, stats, stories, and promotions is on the web at MightyMuscles.com.
This is Mighty Muscles infielder Tanner Schoble, and you're listening to the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Noah Miller, the hitter, to start the fourth inning for Fort Myers. Muscles down 1-0 as Gabe Bierman goes back to work. On a cooler, damp night here in Jupiter, sun setting, although not fully set yet at 7 o'clock. Miller scalds one back to the screen, strike one. It'll be Cardenas and Schobel to follow in this fourth. Miller rolled into a fielder's choice his first time up. The righty Bierman delivers, and it's down and in for a ball, 1-1. Well, we hope you heard our pregame show interview with Takashi Miyoshi, Mighty Muscles bench coach, who is coaching first base right now. You've essentially got two managers on the field at the same time when the Muscles are hitting. Miller takes a strike, 1-2. Last year, Yoshi, as they call him, Takashi Miyoshi can be difficult for some Americans to say, so everybody just calls him Yoshi. He was the manager for the FCL Twins last year, so he managed a good chunk of these Muscles players last summer. 1-2 is down and away. So it made him a great choice to be the Muscles bench coach, familiarity with the roster, but you could hear him, you know, thinking about baseball as he gave the interview. We asked him some pointed questions, some, you know, philosophical questions about baseball, as well as, you know, plenty of questions about his interesting background. That one's in the dirt. A full count on Miller. Few really interesting takeaways from that interview. One interesting topic that we discussed was his time with the Sonoma Stompers, an independent league team in California. Not one of the more known independent league teams either. A league in California is not considered one of the top three or four that you may have heard of. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Good changeup by Bierman, and Miller goes down on strikes. Second strikeout for Bierman, and now it'll be Cardenas. But Yoshi was an assistant coach in 2015, and he said his GM came into the locker room one day and fired the manager. And they said, Yoshi, you're in charge. So at a pretty young age, he was still in his 20s, I believe, at that point. He all of a sudden was a professional manager. That one is low for a ball. And they hired two, I forget how he worded it, but they were essentially, I think he called them baseball operations guys, but essentially analytics nerds who would come in and influence the way the team would operate. 1-0 is up and away for a ball, and you know, Yoshi, being the respectable employee that he is, decided to go along with the whole situation, and he worked with those baseball ops guys. He said he bought a bunch of books on analytics and baseball statistics and dove pretty deep into it. Here's the 2-0, and it's low for ball three, and over the next 3 years, those guys all worked together. In 2016, the Stompers won the league championship. In 2017, they broke the franchise record for best winning percentage in a season. They went 52-26. 3-0 is lined out to left field, coming in for it, Thompson. And he'll reach out to pick it on a line to retire Cardenas. So Noah swinging on 3-0 is retired, and now it'll be Schobel. But that really opened Yoshi's mind to the reason managers do things and what might be in the best interest of the team based on the statistics. And he said the areas where it affected, you know, his managing the most was when he made out the lineup card, the order of the hitters. There were a lot of ideas from those analytics guys. That one's low for a ball. And I think the biggest change we've seen in baseball the last 10 years or so has been putting your best hitters in the top third of the order. There's a long, you know, long-standing baseball tradition to put your run producers in the 4 and 5 holes. Schobel takes high for ball two, but nowadays you normally see that the best hitters right at the top in the 2 and 3 holes. We've even seen some teams put, you know, a power guy in the leadoff spot just to get him more at bats, because over the course of the season you can get a guy, you know, 20 or 30 extra at bats just by sliding them up one spot in the order. 2-0 is rolled foul for strike one. So just, you know, law of averages. You get more run out of your better players if you bat them higher in the order. That was one thing he said he learned from those guys in those books. The other one is when to pull pitchers. You know, most analytically inclined people will change pitchers more often than, you know, a traditional baseball mind. Schobel swings and misses at a changeup down, strike two. You know, a traditional manager might ride the starter into the sixth or seventh, go to one or maybe two relievers, let them go an inning or two each. basically pitch them until they give up runs. That's not the case. Analytics, they want you to get the optimal matchup every single at-bat. And if it means using 11 pitchers instead of 3, go ahead and do it. 2-2 is lifted out to center field. Brady Allen comes over towards right center. He's there, and he makes the grab to end the inning. The counter to that was to make the 3-batter minimum in Major League Baseball, so you can't use 11 pitchers. Also, just human nature, guys' arms will fall off if they pitch 100 games a year in the majors. So, overcorrection the other way, but interesting discussions with Yoshi earlier today. Middle of the fourth, Muscle still down 1-0.
Wednesdays have a little something for everyone at Hammond Stadium this year.
Bring your four-legged friends to see the Muscles for Bark in the Park.
Walk your dog and eat a dog.
As $1 hot dogs will be available all night long.
It's also Silver Sluggers night, with a special ticket package available for our seniors.
Last,
but definitely not least,
it's ladies' night. Ladies can enjoy 2-for-1 seltzers and wine.
That's Bark in the Park,
Dollar Dog Night,
Silver Sluggers,
and ladies' night.
Every Wednesday here at Hammond Stadium.
This is Pearson Ohl, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Middle third of the order here for Jupiter as we start the bottom of the fourth inning. Pearson Ohl back to work. He's allowed one run on three hits through three innings, up to 44 pitches. And his first one's in the dirt to Brady Allen, ball one. Well, we are very happy for former Muscle Louis Varland. Here comes the 1-0. Breaking ball hit sharply down the line. Backhand pickup Cespedes sets his feet and flicks it to first. Did Tatum hold the bag? He did. Great stretch by Tatum reaching towards right field. And here comes Angel Espada out to argue. Espada might have had a better view than Matt Watkowski there. And so Watkowski is going to get three arguments in four innings. Muscles finally get a call. And there's one away for Jake Thompson. All he can do is ask for help from the home plate umpire, and so far he hasn't made a move towards Alex Lorre, who's come down the line to try and help his buddy out. And now they will come together. Boy, if they overturn this, Brian is going to be furious. So they came together earlier and did not overturn the call that went against the Muscles at second base. Tatum is demonstrating what he did to Schoble over there on the right side. It was really close, but I think he did hold the bag. Oh, and they're changing the call. Oh, my goodness. Home plate umpire said he saw daylight between Tatum's foot and the bag. And Brian Meyer is going to come over and very respectfully have a conversation. And that was a very mild and quick conversation. So, got to break the whiteout out here in the booth. Got to change the call in the book. That is now probably going to be an E5. It is an E5 on Cespedes after making such a great pickup. You know, that long throw across the infield. Probably about a 150-foot throw, just a bit offline, and he gets charged with an error. So a couple of tough errors against the Muscles infield here. As that one is hit to first, Tatum Field steps on the bag, throw to second, and the tag got him. So just like that, they say, ball don't lie, there's a double play. And there's two outs and nobody on. Beautifully done by Tatum and Miller. Dylan's a catcher by nature, so he's got a great arm, and he made a great throw to get Allen, who is hustling from first to second. That is a 3-3-6 double play. And there's two down now for Sanoa. So all's well and ends well. As that one misses high for ball one. But Louis Varland last night became the first 2021 muscle to reach AAA. Slider rolled out to second. Miller comes into field, sets his feet, and fires a strike to first to end the inning. You can see Miller very unhappy tonight with all these calls that have gone against his team, and he makes a great throw to get Sanoa. We're through four. It's 1-0 Jupiter.
Hooked on Mighty Muscle Baseball?
Yeah.
There's no better value than to buy in bulk.
Woo-hoo!
Save bundles of money on tickets and parking by purchasing Mighty Muscle season tickets or the Always Flexible Voucher Plans. Voucher plans start at just $96 for six games and include parking and six hot dog and soda vouchers. Or get the half-season plan to attend Thursday through Saturday games. That's 33 games with free parking for just $230. If you're a diehard, purchase a full-season ticket plan for $330. Full-season tickets come with $100 of Mighty Muscle money, a Meet the Team event, free parking, and a bus trip to an away game. That's a $1,300 value for just $330. To purchase your plan today, call 239-768-4210 or email sales@mightymuscles.com.
Keep in touch. Mighty Muscles Baseball is on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles. And total team info is on the web at mightymuscles.com.
Muscles, third baseman Keone Cavaco, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
5-6-7 here for Brian Myers Club. It's Rubel Cespedes leading it off for the Mighty Muscles. Rosario and Tatum do up in the inning. Lefty, righty, righty against Bierman. First pitch home is called a strike at the knees. 0-1. Muscles with just one hit so far through four innings against Bierman. He was only struck out two. That one's cranked out to right center. Hit well. Going to the wall is Allen. Looks up near the fence, and it's out of here. Rubel Cespedes with a long home run to the power alley in deep right center field. His fourth home run of the year, and the Muscles pull even at one. Little sidestep around third base as he shakes hands with his manager and touches home. Long home run for Cespedes. Probably 400-plus feet to right center field. Oh, that surpasses his total from last year. Remember, he joined the Muscles in June, so right around 50 games played at this point, and that's his fourth homers. Rosario takes a strike. In this league, that's about average. But he's got above-average power, and he showed it there. Next pitch to Rosario is rolled out towards the hole left side. Backhand play by Santiago. Long throw falling away, and Rosario beats it out. So it's back-to-back hits for the Mighty Muscles. As soon as we say they had one hit through four innings, boom. Home run, single. Not to say we have any power up here, but how about that? Now it's Tatum. Flew out to right field his first time up. Grounded out to third. It was Rosario who flew out to right field. Tatum swings and misses. High fastball there, strike one. Bierman's, like his all of his other fellow Hammerhead starters this week, has been 89 to 91 or so. Touching 92. His 0-1 is sprayed foul off the right side. Strike two. Allen shaded slightly the other way in center. Rosario's got his lead at first. The pitch. And it's upstairs. Ball one. 71 pitches now for Bierman. So starting to get up there in terms of pitch count. We'll see how much longer they let him go. Nobody's up yet in the pen for Jupiter. The pitch. Check swing. Did he go? And he did not. Muscles get a call there. Almost everything in this league is an automatic strike call on a check swing. But Tatum, who went about halfway around there, is called for a ball. It's almost like Matt Watkowski having some sympathy for the Muscles after they have had some raw deals throughout this game. The 2-2 coming. Fastball down and in for ball three. A little two-seam action there from Bierman at 89. It's a full count with Rosario at first and nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. This game now tied at one. Here's the pitch, and it's inside ball four. Second walk issued by Bierman, and the Muscles have two men aboard, and you've got the Speedsters coming up. Now, Osorio and Baez had a private bunting practice on Tuesday. The Twins, and we talked about this with Osorio last week in Fort Myers when we interviewed him, is now Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, is going to jog out to speak with Bierman. So just conversation on the mound, but, you know, Osorio, who came from the Angels organization, and Baez, who has elite speed, both will work on their bunting. Nobody else will, but the two speedsters will, and this is a perfect situation to possibly drop one down. Osorio wears the elbow guard on the right arm, steps in with the high socks, just 160 pounds, and thinking about dropping one down. Hammerheads are ready for it. They bring the corners into the grass. First pitch, he's set to swing, and it's low for ball one. Now, despite us assuming that the bunt might be coming, you also have to remember that, you know, in 50 or so games, Osorio has only bunted maybe three times, so it's not a slam dunk that they're going to do it. Ryan Meyer gives a bunch of signs from third. Now the pitch. And he swings and drives it out to center field pretty deep. Allen, though, angling back, will get there. Makes the catch as Rosario tags and goes to third. So a productive out, moving the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Osorio really hit that ball hard. He does not normally square balls up like that. As Baez comes to the dish. So now, do you bunt here? That was a perfect bunting situation. Tie game, first and second, nobody out. This is also a great bunting situation. First and third with one out. That's your ideal squeeze bunt situation. Berry is even with the bag at third. And the fastball, Baez swings through at 0-1. Now, Baez tripled his last time up. First baseman Montgomery is holding the runner Dylan Tatum, so now, the corners are in, but not as far in as they were against Osorio. So maybe you think about laying one down. Rosario has decent speed at third as the fastball sinks low with Baez once again set to swing. One ball, one strike. Hammerhead's infield at double play depth, even though it would be very difficult to turn two here. The pitch. Foul tip. Baez again in front on the fastball. Strike two. Getting going a little too quick. Bierman steadies and deals. And it's inside. Backed him off the plate with a two-seamer. 2-2. Does that maybe set up the slider from Bierman? He has not thrown a ton of breaking balls in this game, as most pitchers do nowadays. It's been mostly fastball changeup. It's a lot of two-seamers as well. 2-2 coming. There's the slider, rolled weakly out to second. Sanoa reaches for the tag. They say he got him, and then he throws it away. Or did he not get him? Heading to third is Tatum. Baez goes to second as the Muscles take the lead. Ground ball by Baez brings in Rosario, and it's 2-1, and now Brian Meyer calls for time. as I believe they did call Tatum out going first to second. The call was made immediately by Matt Watkowski, but Brian must have not seen it because as soon as they told Tatum to go to the dugout, Brian sprinted over to Matt Watkowski. Now, if he didn't tag Tatum there, I think he should be safe because he did not veer very far off the baseline. Brian continues to give it to the space umpire, who has had five or six difficult and questionable calls in this game. So Tatum heads to the bench. It's an RBI fielder's choice and then an E4 on Sanoa. Now, I think you can assume the double play there because the first out was recorded with a tag play, so it might be an error on Sanoa to give the Muscles the lead. 2-1 with Urbina now at the plate, and the pitch to him is down and away for ball one. So I'm not sure if Baez will get the RBI. There will definitely be an error on Sanoa to allow Baez to go to second base. I don't think they're going to give him a base hit. No, it's a fielder's choice and then an error. There's a foul tip for strike one as the Hammerheads get the one out on the call by the base umpire taking Tatum off the base path. Here's the pitch, breaking ball down and away, 2-1 on Misael. They do give Baez credit for the RBI, so I guess even though there was no transfer of the baseball between the middle infielders, you still can't assume a double play. Urbina rips one out to right center field pretty deep. Allen on his horse chasing it towards the wall. It's over his head and up against the fence. Baez scores. Urbina glides into second base with an RBI double. Mighty Muscles finally breaking through against the Hammerheads. After three straight losses, they put up a three spot here in the fifth, and they've got themselves a 3-1 lead. Urbina with his 15th run batted in. Miller, a lefty, steps in. Muscles now with more hits as well as Bierman steps off the rubber and resets that pitch clock. Three hits in the inning for Fort Myers. Here's the pitch. Down and in with a slider. Baez was almost at home plate when that ball landed in center field. He is always hustling. One and zero on Noah. 80 pitches now for Bierman. Fastball up and in. Look out! He had to duck out of the way. Ball two. Bierman has not been shy to come inside. It's been part of his success tonight. But as the Muscles begin their third trip through the order, they are breaking through against the former Hoosier. There's a swing and a miss. That's the pitch that Miller struck out on his last time. The changeup down and away. 2-1 on him in this at-bat. Bierman was hoping to get to 100 strikeouts for the season tonight as Miller swings and misses there for strike two, but it doesn't look like he's going to get there. Only two strikeouts in this game. It gets him to 97 for the year. Needs three more, and he's already up to 83 pitches. 2-2 coming, and it's low. Another changeup. Noah wise to it that time, and the count is full. Here's the pitch, and it's lined out to left center field, tailing away from Allen. It's down for a base hit in the gap. Urbina flying around third will score easily. It's an RBI single for Noah Miller, and the Muscles tack on one more to make it 4-1. So after three nights of frustrations, the Muscles taking it all out on Gabe Bierman here in the fifth. Four runs on four hits now in the inning. And it brings up one of the Muscles' hottest hitters, Noah Cardenas. 20th RBI for Miller as he comes through with two outs and a man in scoring position. First pitch is a slider down and away to Cardenas. Cardenas, after last night's multi-hit game, is now batting .393 in the month of August. And he rips one down the line, but foul. The spotter made a good play for the Hammerheads on a ball that landed maybe a foot or two foul in between Brian Meyer and that third base line. Not only is he batting .393, he's got a 1,200 OPS in the month of August. So he's drawing walks and hitting for power, too. Takes a changeup a little bit low. 1-1. The 2-1 is rolled towards the hole left side. Berry knocks it down, sets his feet, and the throw to first is just in time. Berry on the bobble after fielding it to his left, able to hang on and get the final out for Bierman. But the muscles break through. Four runs on four hits, one walk, one error, and one man left on. We're now halfway home from Jupiter, and the muscles lead 4-1.
Take me out to the ballgame.
Yeah! Take your age 14 and under child to Hammond Stadium with a special package just for them. The Muscle Sprouts Kids Club comes with a ticket to every Sunday home game, t-shirt, and giveaways, admission to bounce houses and other entertainment, and a chance to bring Muscle Man to their school. Muscle Sprouts packages are only $33 per child and $16.50 for each additional child. Call Austin Dutton at 239-533-7663 to join today.
Hammond Stadium's newest neighbors are bringing cold water seafood to the next level. Introducing Cold Water Oyster Market, the area's newest sports bar with 44 taps, 24 HD TVs, and the freshest seafood in town. Pick from a wide selection of fresh oysters, lobster rolls, mussels, crab cakes, and more. Better yet, bring your Muscles game ticket to Cold Water for a free cup of award-winning New England clam chowder or Scotty's Mighty Muscles Blonde Ale. That's Cold Water Oyster Market, located on 6 Mile Cypress, just 2 miles south of Hammond Stadium.
Listening to Muscles Baseball Live on the home of the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Rubel, Cespedes, Misael Urbina, and Noah Miller all deliver big swings in the top of the fifth, and the Muscles have themselves a 4-1 lead. Bottom of the fifth now as Ol goes back to work, and he spins in a slider for strike one to the right-hand hitting Torin Montgomery. In just his second week as a professional baseball player, the 0-1 is a swing and a miss, strike two. Hammerheads have debuted four or five of their draft class hitters. The reason we say four or five, they've got four draft picks and then Jake Thompson, who was an undrafted signee. They also have a trio of draft pitchers. The Marlins have been pretty aggressive getting their draft picks into games here in August. Once again, the draft was exactly 1 month ago. 0-2 rolled to the middle. Miller flashing to his left. Fields makes the throw high, and it's off of Tatum's glove and towards the dugout. Another very rare mistake by Miller, who has now committed two errors in the same game after only committing three errors through his first 89 games at this level. It's hard to believe my eyes that Noah would commit two errors in one game. As that throw just sailed on him. Tatum did get a glove on it, but just the very end of the glove as it went behind him towards that first base dugout. Here is Carlos Santiago, and he watches a changeup outside for ball one. So that is now three errors on the Muscles. Miller had to go a long way for that ball, and it was a tough pickup. He got a high hop, but made the play well, and then just airmailed the throw. Here's the pitch. And the changeup hits the outside corner, strike one. Cespedes shifted over along with Miller to the pull side against the lefty Santiago. Ole gives a throw over to first, not nearly in time. So we'll see if Pearson can limit the damage here and solidify this 4-1 Fort Myers lead. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss on a fastball in. Santiago going for everything there, strike two. .239 hitter for the season. He's a switch-hitting middle infielder. Ole delivers, and he got him. Nasty changeup spiraling out of the zone. Pearson gets his third strikeout of the night, and it'll bring up Chase Luttrell. Popped out to shortstop his first time tonight. Tatum holds Montgomery. Fastball clips the outside corner, strike one. We do have some lightning strikes over left field. Pretty far away, but still visible here from Roger Dean Stadium. We are two outs away from this game being official. There's a throw to first, and Montgomery dives back in. There's a throw and a fly ball left field. Deep but playable. Rosario towards the corner is under it, and he makes the catch for out number two. So Montgomery retired, and now Cappy will be the last chance. From the stretch, Ole steadies. Pitch to Cappy is down and away for ball one. Cappy has two of the three Jupiter hits. Pearson steadies and fires. Check swing on a pitch down. Throw to first by Cardenas, and they almost got him. Noah was on his way to the dugout. He was so sure he got him. But Montgomery got his hand back to the back of first base. Was a strike. They say Cappy went around, so 1-1 on him. A long hold, old deals, and it's low. Good pick out of the dirt by Cardenas, ball two. There's a lefty tossing in the Jupiter bullpen. Try and get a number on who that may be. Well, likely going to be the next guy in. Here's the pitch, and it's downstairs, ball three. Looks like that is number 20, Edison Suriel, who is one of two Jupiter relievers who has not yet pitched in this series. Pearson ready, kicks a 3-1. Swing and a miss. Challenged him with a high fastball, and Cappy swung right through it, strike two. Yiddy Cappy from Havana, Cuba, 19 years old, signed in 2019, so defected at a younger age. Runner goes, and it's a swing and a miss. Nasty changeup from Ole, who strikes out two, and he does solidify the 4-1 lead for the Muscles and makes this game official as we move to the sixth of the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Make plans for our next homestand starting Tuesday, August 23rd, as your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles host the Flying Tigers from Lakeland. We'll have all your favorite nights. Two for Tuesday, Dollar Dog Wednesday, Ladies Night, and Bark in the Park. Thirsty Thursday, Fireworks Friday, Sunday Brunch, and Kids Club. Hometown baseball is your best entertainment value in Southwest Florida. Come out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscle.
This is Muscles catcher Dylan Tatum, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Middle third of the Fort Myers order coming to bat here in the sixth inning against new pitcher for Jupiter, left-hander Edison Suriel. And his first pitch fastball is called a strike to Tanner Schoble. Schoble spent the last 3 years in Blacksburg, Virginia as a member of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Went to high school in Williamsburg, Virginia, a couple hours away. Here's the 0-1. And the fastball is upstairs, a ball and a strike. Originally born, though, in Panama City, Florida, before his family moved up to Virginia. Soriel kicks the pitch, and it's ripped towards third. Berry reaches down to glove it, lost his footing, gets to his feet, and makes another good throw. Been an outstanding defensive night for Jacob Berry, the Marlins' first-round pick this year. Not known for his defense, he's not the fastest guy in the world, but he has proved to be sure-handed here tonight. Suriel, 5'10", 185, from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, making his 24th appearance of the year. Cespedes takes a bender in for strike one. Cespedes, a solo home run his last time up. Soriel will be a free agent after this season. His 6 years with the Marlins has run out. As that one is called a strike at the knees, 0-2. 6.08 the ERA this year. After he had an ERA in the eights with the Hammerheads last year. But that was in limited innings. Spent more time with the FCL team last year. Breaking ball hit to first. Knocked down by Montgomery. The ball trickles behind him, and he will not make a throw. So Cespedes reaches. We'll see how they score that. Probably going to be an error as it was right at Montgomery. It was hit very hard, and it is indeed called an E3. And so Rubel is on base for Kalei Rosario. There's the pitch, and it's outside, ball one. Rosario with an infield single in the fifth, came around to score the go-ahead run. Muscles got 4 runs in the previous inning to turn a 1-0 deficit into a 4-1 advantage. Takes a fastball off the plate for ball two. Fastball checks in on the radar gun at 88 miles an hour, but he kind of hurtles towards home. Kind of a violent arm action across his body, so it definitely seems harder than 88. Here's the 2-0, and it is low for ball three. That looks very unnatural and painful, that throwing motion towards home plate. But I could certainly see how it would throw off a hitter, which, of course, is the name of the game for a pitcher. For a pitcher. 3-0. Is outside, close pitch, and Suriel immediately wants to challenge. So Rosario, who has taken the batting gloves off and started walking towards first, is informed that it is a strike, so he will have to come back. has to put the batting gloves back on and come back towards home plate. Hamer heads to double play depth. Muscles with a man on with one out here in the sixth. 24th appearance for Suriel, who delivers. And it's chopped high in the air towards third. Suriel and Berry come together. They collide, and the ball banks off of one man and rolls into foul ground. That was Berry's ball all the way, and Suriel simply got in the way. I don't think there was any chance, though, that either one of them was going to throw out Rosario. That chopper hit the plate so hard it ended up about 20 feet in the air. And so it's another infield single for Kalani Rosario. He's a pretty traditional power hitter, so to see him with two infield hits in the same game is rather unusual. But the Muscles have something going here in the sixth as Dylan Tatum comes to the plate. Tatum's been in the middle of everything today. Was in the middle of the controversy in the fifth on that tag play by Sanoa. He was in the middle of that questionable call in the last inning on the snap throw to first by Cardenas. And he takes a strike here, 0-1. A walk and a ground down for Dylan, who bats in an RBI spot here in the sixth. A look at the runner, now the pitch. Breaking ball, stays outside. Ball one. Taking a look around the Florida State League tonight, there are four games in progress, including ours. There is one final score. They played a continuation game today. That one is low for ball two. Continuation from last night. And the Tortugas defeated the Tigers 4-1. Two hits and two RBIs for Jay Allen. And May went three scoreless to get the save, his second of the year. Tortugas get their 41st win. Fastball is low, 3-1 on Tatum. They are now into game two of that modified doubleheader. No score in the second inning over at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Suriel fires, and Tatum drills it in the air to right field, high and deep for Luttrell, who moves towards the gap, still drifting, and the left-hander makes the catch, fires towards the cutoff man as Cespedes tags and moves to third. So Tatum advances the runner, but there's two down now for Osoria. In Clearwater, the Mets lead the Threshers 3-1 in the fourth inning. Couple of home runs for a couple of Mets we haven't heard of before, so have to assume that they're draft picks. Justin Guerrera, their 20th rounder out of Fairfield, as that one is taken for a strike. And then Chase Estep, their 9th rounder out of Kentucky, both hit home runs tonight for the Mets in Clearwater. First pitch, a strike to Osoria, who bats right-handed against Suriel. The 0-1 is another strike. No, ruled to be high, and Suriel going to challenge again. He won the last challenge, and that one is called a ball. So the Hammerheads lose a challenge. Over in Dunedin tonight, the Tarpons are out to a 3-0 lead in the fourth inning. Rainford Salinas with a solo home run and three RBIs in total. Osoria waves and misses at that fastball, strike two. Joel Valdez is through 3 2/3 scoreless for the Tarpons. As they look to beat the Blue Jays, a couple of teams fighting it out for the right to play the Muscles in the 2022 postseason. Suriel's 1-2, runner goes, it's a swing and a miss, and they will not make a throw as the inning is over. So Osoria down on strikes, Muscles don't score as they strand two. Middle of the sixth, Hammerheads trail the Muscles 4-1.
There's no better way to let off some steam than axe throwing. But ever wish the party could come to you? Well, now it can. Introducing Chuck It Axes, the mobile axe throwing company that'll bring the party to your front yard, backyard, parking lot, or business. Chuck It offers one-on-one coaching for all ages and skill levels and is fully insured. To schedule your axe throwing party today, call 239-851-AXES or visit chuckitaxes.com. Life is short. Chuck it!
How do you follow the crack of the bat? With the boom of fireworks.
Friday night fireworks.
After every Friday evening home game, the lights go down and the fireworks go up into the Southwest Florida sky. Wrap up your evening at the ball game with the booms, bangs, and sparkles of a professional fireworks show after every Friday home game. One more way to have a family-friendly great time from your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
This is infielder Noah Miller, and you're listening to John Betis on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Joe Mack leads it off for the Jupiter Hammerheads as we begin the bottom of the sixth inning. Muscles now leading 4-1 as Pearson Ohl goes back to work, and he deals one a little bit low for a ball. It'll be Barry and Allen to follow. Lefty-lefty, righty against the California native Pearson Ohl. The 1-0 is a swing and a miss, just pulling that string on the changeup repeatedly tonight. Ohl has completed six innings on two occasions this year, so he's trying to do it for a third time tonight. As that one is low for ball two. Taking a look at Pearson's pitch distribution. He's been 48% changeup and only 31% fastball. Changeup again, off the plate away, ball three to Joe Mack. He's thrown one curveball, according to StatCast, and 12 sliders. That one's fouled off. I think that was the slider. Cardenas wore that one, took it off the leg for strike two. So, generally speaking, 50% changeup, 30% fastball, 20% slider. Malik Barrington is the first man up in the Fort Myers bullpen. As Ohl closes in on 70 pitches. Barrington pitched on Thursday night, so it would be on just one day of rest if he comes in to this game. 3-2 is on the inside corner. Strike three called. Mack down looking, and it's strikeout number five tonight for Pearson. Tossing a gem, and he's got his team in the lead as Jacob Berry comes to the plate. Sack flying a ground out so far for Berry. As usual, Pearson Ohl has dominated left-handed hitters. The five Jupiter lefties are hitless tonight. All three hits have come from right-handed bats as the fastball is upstairs for ball one. Pearson routinely will put up reverse splits because his best pitch is the changeup. Here's the 1-0. The changeup is at the knees for a strike. It does fade away just a little bit to left-handed hitters. And we've got a challenge there, and Barry loses the challenge. Hammerheads down to just one left as that strike call is upheld. 1-1 on the former LSU Tiger. The former Grand Canyon Antelope deals, and it's golfed down the left field line, hooking towards the jutting stands. It lands in the bullpen for strike two. Pearson wants a new baseball after the one, didn't like the one he just got. Repositions himself on that rubber. The kick and the pitch, and it's ripped to first, and a diving grab made by Tatum. Beautiful play by Dylan reaching to his left. That might have been a fair ball as he caught it right on top of the chalk. And Berry is robbed for out number two. So Tatum now, or rather Ole now, one out away from getting through six innings. Muscles this year have had 10 starting pitcher outings of six innings. Nobody's gone any deeper than that. Ole trying to do it for the third time and give his team 11 outings of six full innings. The pitch to Brady Allen is low. We're kind of at the point now where we feel like if you get through six innings, it's like a complete game as a pitcher. As we know, they're just never going to go seven. Here's the 1-0. Change up, rolled up the third baseline, foul. I think looking back at last year, there were maybe two or three outings where a muscle starter went into the seventh, and it was with guys like Orlando Rodriguez and Aaron Rosick, you know, 25-year-old journeyman free agents. Kind of don't have to follow the rules. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Allen uses his timeout and steps out. We had more and more lightning beyond the Marlins building in left field here. So keep an eye on that as Pearson delivers the 1-2. Fastball chopped over the mound. Schobel comes over to get it behind the bag. Sets his feet and makes a strong throw to Tatum to end the inning. That's a 1-2-3 sixth for Pearson Ole. His first perfect inning of the game, and he's through six innings with just one run. We'll be right back. Mighty Muscles lead by three.
Athenian Academy Charter School, the first Greek immersion charter school in the United States, is now in Fort Myers and open for enrollment for the upcoming school year. Athenian Academy is a tuition-free public school offering kindergarten through eighth grade with a brand new state-of-the-art building. Their certified teachers create excellence in education through a motivating, focused academic and language approach that includes Greek and Spanish taught daily. Located on Three Oaks Parkway, just south of San Carlos Boulevard, Athenian Academy Charter School. Come experience the difference.
This is Mighty Muscle outfielder Carlos Aguiar, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscle.
Luis Baez pulls back a bunt and takes ball one. Edison Suriel gets a second inning in relief after he put up a zero in the sixth. We start the seventh inning with the Muscles on top 4-1. Suriel allowed one hit in the sixth but got through it as Baez swings through a fastball for strike one. Hammerhead's getting a righty up in the bullpen as this inning gets going. Blake Barrington is ready in the Fort Myers pen, so he will likely pitch the bottom of the seventh. Here's the 1-1. Check swing. Did he go? No. Ball two. Urbina on deck, and then Miller. It'll be all righties in this inning against Suriel. As now time is called for, as the pitch came in, almost hit Baez. Baez doesn't look very happy about that. But the home plate umpire in his peripheral vision saw a ball flying towards him as a throw from the reliever got loose. It's only the second time in five games we've seen that happen, where they had to stop the game because the bullpens here are in the field of play and an overthrow will come towards home plate. Here's the 2-1. And a swing and a miss on a sinking fastball brings the count to two balls and two strikes. The lefty deals, and the backdoor slider stays outside. A full count on Baez. A lot of speed here at the bottom of the order for the Muscles. If Baez gets on, changes the whole complexion of the inning for Jupiter. Suriel steadies. The 3-2 coming. And it's taken for strike three. Baez did not look ready to swing. It was almost as if he tried to call for time and didn't get it. But home plate umpire exchanging some words with him there. It's a backwards K for Suriel, and now it'll be Urbina. RBI double his last time up. That was the biggest swing in this game. Go ahead, double. To make it 3-1. There's a strike on the outside corner. Lefty deals, and it's outside. He's got that violent crossfire delivery. Edison Suriel keeps the hips and shoulders closed for a long time. He's ready. Now the 1-1. And the fastball just missed the outside corner. 2-1. Lefty drops those hands and fires. And it's lifted out to right center pretty deep. Allen on his horse, deep in the gap. He gets there, makes the grab at the edge of the warning track, the deepest part of this park. As Urbina gives it another ride, but this time is retired for out number two. So it's all left to Miller here in the top of the seventh inning. Suriel at 30 pitches in this relief outing. Lefty drops those hands. He's got a bright red glove against the blue jersey as the fastball hits the outside corner for a strike. Come set again with Cardenas watching from the on-deck circle. Slider stays outside that time, 1-1. The only score we didn't get to in that previous inning out of Bradenton, the Marauders lead the Cardinals 3-2 at the end of five innings. That's very important for the Hammerheads as the off-speed pitch is in for strike two. Hammerheads coming into the day, trailing their stadium mates, the Cardinals, by 2.5 games for the final playoff spot, with roughly 27 games to go. There's the 1-2, and it's lifted down the right field line. Montgomery, the first baseman, into the Muscles bullpen, and he makes the over-the-shoulder catch as he greets Malik Barrington, who's about to come into this ball game. Muscles go quietly in the seventh. It's time to stretch here at Roger Dean Stadium, with the Muscles up 4-1.
Nobody starts the day thinking they're going to finish it in the hospital, but personal injury happens, and having a strong advocate to represent you before an insurance company or the court is invaluable. Attorney Spencer Cordell is a criminal defense and personal injury lawyer. Spencer's main office is in Fort Myers, and he represents clients in traffic court and personal injury litigation from Port Charlotte to Naples. Initial consultations are free. Before you sign anything, reach out to the law office of Spencer Cordell, committed to serving Floridians with excellence.
You got a group? We got a group deal. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles group ticket packages include discounts and bennies for your family, friend group, church, team, or business. Call the Mighty Muscles business office today at
2-10. Listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball. Here's the voice of the muscles, John Venus.
5-6-7 coming up for Jupiter, and we've got a pitch clock violation to start the inning against the lefty Jake Thompson. So strike one called on him. I think you have to be in the box at the 20-second mark of the inning break, and he was not there. Malik Barrington into the game, and the first pitch is a changeup outside. Well, Malik pitched the other night in this series, and very peculiar pitch selection that night. He threw almost exclusively changeups. That was on Thursday night. He allowed one run in one inning as he gets the fastball by Thompson for a strike. Begs the question whether he's feeling 100% because the fastball is usually 92 to 95, and it was 90 to 92 the other night. That fastball there, 91. Here comes the 1-2, and it's reached four and flown foul. Now, this gun here in Jupiter has been a little bit light this week. Maybe a half mile slower than some of the other radar guns in the league, but still a little surprising because Malik was touching 95 pretty regularly the last few weeks. Coming out here in a 1-2 count against Thompson. Here's the pitch. And that one's lifted out to center pretty deep. Baez going back. He pulls up just in front of the warning track and makes the grab. 400 to straightaway center here. It stays at 400, moving to both gaps. Very deep to the gaps here. As Thompson flies out, and there's one away for Sanoa. Sanoa with a couple of ground outs so far. Muscles have a pretty well-stocked bullpen for tonight, and getting a fresh starting pitcher for tomorrow in Cleto will kind of help the approach tonight. They don't need to get nine innings out of that bullpen now tomorrow. As Barrington fires in strike one. Remember, the Muscles had a bullpen day last Sunday in Fort Myers and almost ran out of pitching as they ended up playing a 12-inning game. Everybody got used. 0-1 to Sanoa is looped out to shallow center field. Baez closing quickly, and he will get there in left center field. Great speed from Luis Baez, and he made that one look easier than it was. A couple of F8s here in the seventh, and it's all left to Torin Montgomery. So if Cleto can cover 3 to 5 innings tomorrow, you're in great shape to kind of use whoever you want tonight. And they elect to go to Barrington with a 3-run lead here in the seventh. Remember, Rimmel and Hicks threw on Tuesday in the other Muscles win this week. That one's fouled back, strike one. So we'll see if they go with that same combo tonight to try and get another win. Everybody else is on less rest than those two, who are on 3 days of rest. Barrington here on just one. He fires the 0-1, and a nasty changeup gets Montgomery to swing over the top, strike two. Montgomery a single and an error tonight, 1-for-2. Barrington, 24 years old, out of Jacksonville, Florida, comes ready from the stretch. Here's the 0-2, and it's in the dirt. Good pickup by Cardenas. That tall righty continues to throw in the hammerhead's pad. It looks like he will pitch the top of the eighth. Both teams have scored in only one inning tonight. Barrington delivers, and it's in the dirt again, ball two. Muscles put that four spot in the top of the fifth. By far the most exciting inning of this ball game. As they scored four on a home run, a double, and some good fortune sprinkled in as well. Malik steadies the 2-2. Chop towards third, coming in hard. Cespedes fields on two hops, throws across his body, and has time to get Montgomery. And then the inning. So Barrington works a 1-2-3 seventh, and we'll move to the eighth here in Jupiter with the Mighty Muscles on top 4-1.
Hooked on Mighty Muscle Baseball?
Yeah.
There's no better value than to buy in bulk.
Woo-hoo!
Save bundles of money on tickets and parking by purchasing Mighty Muscle season tickets or the Always Flexible voucher plans. Voucher plans start at just $96 for six games and include parking and six hot dog and soda vouchers. Or get the half-season plan to attend Thursday through Saturday games. That's 33 games with free parking for just $230. If you're a diehard, purchase a full-season ticket plan for $330. Full-season tickets come with $100 of Mighty Muscle money, a Meet the Team event, free parking, and a bus trip to an away game. That's a $1,300 value for just $330. To purchase your plan today, call 239-768-4210 or email sales@mightymuscles.com.
Tomorrow, brunch and baseball is served up from noon till 2 for just $15 with your game ticket. Plus, it's Kids Day. All kids can play catch on the field prior to the game and run the bases after the game. Make plans for our next homestand starting August 23rd with all your favorite nights. From 2 for Tuesday, Ladies Night, Thirsty Thursday, and Fireworks Friday. Your best value in family entertainment is a night at the ballpark with your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
This is Muscles pitcher Jackson Hicks, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Eighth inning here in Jupiter as the lightning continues to flash beyond the center field wall now. We're starting the eighth with Cardenas in the box against a new Jupiter pitcher. It's right-hander Yoilan Quiñones. First pitch is at the top of the zone for a strike. And Cardenas going to challenge. Very subtle tap of the helmet. And it is confirmed as a strike. Muscles had all three, so he figured he would give it a try. They lose one there. That's their first challenge. Actually, second challenge tonight. Baez did win one earlier, as now Noah uses his timeout and steps off the box. Well, some other games going around the Twins system. We mentioned the big league team is in Anaheim, so they won't start playing for a little while longer. But the high A and double A teams have started. Slider called a strike. 0-2. Double A Wichita at home against Corpus Christi this week, and they've got the series lead there, but they've fallen behind tonight. 4-1 Corpus Christi in the third inning. Check swing roller to third. Barry comes in to glove it, sets his feet, and the strong throw to first gets Cardenas. One down. It'll be Schoble now. That is Daniel Gossett pitching tonight, and he gave up four through three innings. The only run for Wichita on an Edouard Julien solo home run, his 15th home run. Julien making a bid to join Louis Varland in AAA as the first 2021 Muscles to reach the AAA level. That one's low on Schoble for ball one. Ernie Yake, by the way, just hit a double, so his sixth of the year. Former 2022 Muscle. Here's the 1-0. And it's up high, ball two. Tonight, the Cedar Rapids Colonels face Beck Way, former Yankees prospect who was traded to the Royals in the Andrew Benintendi deal. So the Colonels, or the River Bandits, really got helped by that trade. This one's popped up by Schoble in front of home plate. Mack gets rid of the mask and makes the catch right in the middle between home plate and the pitcher's mound for out number two. So it's all left as Cespedes here in the eighth inning. But not only did they get Beck Way, who was the highest-ranked prospect in that Andrew Benintendi trade, but they also got Chandler Champlain, who pitched the Field of Dreams game on Tuesday and went six quality innings to beat Cedar Rapids on national TV. So the River Bandits get two really good starters from the Yankees for Benintendi. Allen's in the dirt for ball one to Cespedes. Beckway is a Florida junior college guy, so a little younger than Champlain. Shortstop Santiago all the way up the middle against Cespedes, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Big cut at a fastball to bring the count even. Luis Rijo pitching tonight for Cedar Rapids. Minor league free agent who has been injured for most of the year, but is back at the high A level. That one's grounded out to second. Two hard hops right to Sanoa, who makes the flip to first to end the inning. So Quinones works a 1-2-3 eighth and gets his hammerheads back to the dugout. Barrington coming out for another inning when we return.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
This is Muscles pitcher John Wilson, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Hammerheads come to bat here in the bottom of the eighth inning against Malik Barrington, who needed just 11 pitches to put up a zero in the seventh inning. Barrington always out of the stretch comes set. First pitch in. He is up high and all the way to the backstop, ball one. This is Carlos Santiago, who will be followed by Luttrell and Cappy. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Malik ready to go from the stretch. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss for a strike, 1-1. Malik, a very interesting route to this point. Pitched at Tallahassee Community College out of high school. 2 years there, and then on to Division II, Albany State in Georgia. Here's the pitch home, and it's taken outside, ball two. Cardenas going to challenge, and it is a ball. So Cardenas has lost both challenges here in the eighth inning. 2-1 now on the lefty Santiago, as another ball gets loose from the Hammerheads bullpen. Nobody is up and throwing in the Fort Myers pen, so Barrington's got the eighth. Here comes the 2-1, and a high fastball gets him to swing and miss, strike two. Kind of pitching backwards tonight. A lot of changeups again, but popped a 92 letter high to Santiago. But 3 years at Albany State because of the COVID season. A great Division II pitcher, but wasn't sure if his career would continue beyond that. And then there's the changeup. Diving out of the zone, Santiago swings and misses. And there's one down here in the bottom of the eighth. Now it's Luttrell. But Malik continued to throw after his final year of college last spring and got a tryout through a friend with a coach to pitch in a college summer league. But the coach said, listen, man, you're 23. I don't know if this college summer league is really going to help you all that much. First pitch to Luttrell, and it's golf foul, strike one. And he had a connection with an independent professional team and got Malik a tryout, and he made the team and Ended up pitching in the United Shores Professional Baseball League last year. An independent league in Utica, Michigan. 0-1. He's golfed foul for strike two. Twins have now signed about a dozen guys out of that league over the last decade or so. And Malik and Jackson Hicks were signed out of that league last year. So is Jordan Carr, for that matter. 0-2 coming. Allen just missed low. Cardenas thinking about using the final challenge, but will not. 1-2 on Luttrell. So Malik came down to Fort Myers in July of last summer and finished out the season with the FCL Twins. And a nasty changeup gets Luttrell strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts here in the eighth for Barrington, and it'll bring up Cappy. So clear strategy change this week in both outings against Jupiter. He has been primarily changeup. He used to have a pretty even three-pitch mix, fastball, changeup, slider. And I'm sure he'll throw a couple sliders here with a righty at the plate. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike to Cappy, 0-1. According to StatCast tonight, Malik has thrown 34% fastball, 57% changeup. Here's the 0-1. Changeup, and Cappy swings over it, strike two. That pitch is really diving for Malik. And for the most part, he's been able to spot it at the knees. Ready on 0-2, he deals. Cappy lines one up the middle, a base hit. Changeup left over the plate, and Cappy has himself a three-hit night. Keeps the inning alive for Joe Mack, who, as a lefty, is probably about to face quite a few changeups. Pearson Ohl, the starter for the Muscles, went six innings tonight, and his one run was unearned. So his ERA goes down to 3.81. So Ohl and Nowlin get their ERAs under 4 here in Jupiter this week. Fastball misses away. That's usually kind of the cutoff from being a good starting pitcher versus an average starting pitcher, if you can get that ERA under 4. And Nowlin went 6 scoreless on Tuesday, and Ohl basically goes 6 scoreless today. The pitch is a changeup spray, or rather a fastball sprayed foul, 2-1. Had some downward movement as well on that pitch. So it's like Malik's got him in a rocking chair. Fastball, changeup, back and forth. Cappy, a very small lead at first, down by 3. Here's the 2-1, and a swing and a miss. There's the changeup to Mac, 2-2. Barrington a peek over at first, but he's ready from the stretch. The offering to Mack is just off the plate. Umpire had it at 1-2, and looks like Cardini's going to challenge it, and it is a ball. So the Muscles are out of challenges now. They lose all three challenges in the eighth inning. The count is 3-2 on Mack. The runner will be off on the pitch as Barrington delivers, and it's low, ball 4. So Barrington walks Mack, and the Hammerheads will get the tying run to the plate here with the first rounder, Jacob Berry, coming to the dish. So an opportunity for Berry to possibly tie this up as Carlos Hernandez, the Muscles pitching coach, takes a walk to the mound with Nicholas Rimmel now getting up in the Fort Myers bullpen. So I wonder if the Muscles are at all regret not getting Rimmel up sooner, because you could really mix things up by bringing him in this spot with Barrington having just walked Joe Mack. So So quick chat, Carlos has said his piece and will depart. But despite that, the home plate umpire still walking out there wanted to shoo Cardenas off the mound. And here we go, heavyweight matchup, Barrington versus Barry. Bottom of the eighth inning, Hammerhead's down 4-1. And you know Barry is thinking home run. You know, if he does an interview, he's going to say he was just looking to get on base however he could, but it's got to be in the back of your mind, down three to get the tying run to the plate in this spot. The pitch, fastball down and in, ball one. Brady Allen on deck has 8 home runs this year, so he's got some power too. But Barry, that first round pick, 6th overall last month. And now he's ahead as Barrington comes set and delivers a 1-0. And a good changeup has Barry out in front to even the count. Rimmel looks to be about ready now in that bullpen. Malik ready, now the pitch. Up and away with a fastball, 2-1. Runners take their leads. Cappy at second, Mack at first. Outfield exceptionally deep here in this spot. The pitch. And it's lifted out to left center. Pretty deep. Baez, though, has it measured. In deep left center, he's there, and he makes the grab to end the inning. Jacob Berry getting acquainted with these stadiums here in the Florida State League. Cavernous gaps. I might be gone in college, but not here. We're through 8 innings. It's 4-1 Muscles on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Glenn Levine from the Law Offices of Anajar and Levine. Our team can help you understand your legal options after an accident. We will file your claim and fight for the full compensation you deserve. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the Law Offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers and Naples.
Kalei Rosario leads it off against lefty Patrick Murphy, who on the roster is listed as an injured list player. As that one goes inside and all the way to the backstop past Kalei, it'll be Rosario, Tatum, and Osoria. Brian Meyer came out to have a chat with Alex Lorre, the home plate umpire there, and I think that that might have been the conversation. Hey, he's like, hey, you know, this guy is not active, and yet he's in the game. I don't think he should be pitching. Here's the 1-0. And it's called a strike, but umpires really don't get involved with that sort of thing. He's on the lineup card. As far as the ump is concerned, he's good to go. But the Hammerheads did not notify anybody that he has been activated, and the website still has him as on the injured list. Fastball poured in for a strike, 0-2, throwing hard, 93 from the left side. Murphy, 25 years old, an undrafted free agent out of Ohio State. As Rosario steps out of the box. 14th appearance of the year, a 2.84 ERA. Steadies and deals, and he got him. High pitch at 88. Not sure if that was a changeup, but it looked pretty straight. And Rosario down swinging here in the ninth. Quiñones throws 8 pitches and puts up 1 perfect inning. Muscles continue to lead 4-1 here in the ninth. Rimmel up in the bullpen will likely try and close this one out. Would be his second save of the series if he can do it. Tatum swings over a fastball from Murphy for strike one. The lefty fires, and it's low. Oh, lots of lightning now sprouting up in center field. It's been flashing at the same time the pitch is coming in, so it's got quite an interesting effect. The lefty delivers, and it's outside, ball two. Four runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for the Muscles. 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Hammerheads. The pitch. Fastball up and in, ball three. We've got Osorio waiting on deck, and then Baez if anybody gets on. Muscles looking to complete their fourth trip through the batting order before Rimmel comes in for the save. 3-1. Lifted out to center field. Pretty deep, but playable for Allen. He's back a couple steps, waiting for it, and makes the grab in straightaway center for the second out. So it's all left to Osorio now, who's 0-3. It'll be a noon start tomorrow, by the way. Note the earlier start time. We play at 1 o'clock in Fort Myers, but noon here in Jupiter. Juan Reynoso will get the start for Jupiter, a right-hander. Muscles still officially as a to-be-announced as Osorio tips it into the glove of Mack for strike one, but adding Tomas Cleto to the roster today kind of clued us in that he will likely go tomorrow. He's charting pitches in the crowd tonight, so it looks like he will get the start as an FCL call-up. Fastball misses down and away for ball one to Osorio. The lefty fires in, and a high fastball gets Osorio to wave and miss. 93 from Murphy, who was placed on the injured list on May 17th. But then activated shortly thereafter. That one is at the top of the zone, strike three. Osorio didn't think so, but the Muscles are out of challenges. 1-2-3 inning for Murphy. The Hammerheads bullpen has retired 11 in a row. Muscles looking to close out a win when we come back on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Hooked on Mighty Muscle Baseball?
Yeah.
There's no better value than to buy in bulk.
Woo!
Save bundles of money on tickets and parking by purchasing Mighty Muscle season tickets or the Always Flexible Voucher Plans. Voucher plans start at just $96 for 6 games and include parking and 6 hot dog and soda vouchers. Or get the half-season plan to attend Thursday through Saturday games. That's 33 games with free parking for just $230. If you're a diehard, purchase a full-season ticket plan for $330. Full-season tickets come with $100 of Mighty Muscle money, a Meet the Team event, free parking, and a bus trip to an away game. That's a $1,300 value for just $330. To purchase your plan today, call 239-768-4210 or email sales@mightymuscles.com.
This is Mighty Muscles pitcher Jonathan Lavallee, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Nicholas Riddle looking for his second save of the series. In to face Brady Allen, the right-hand hitting center fielder. And Allen takes inside for ball one. Thompson, Sanoa also due up in this inning. Similar formula to the win the Muscles had on Tuesday night. That was a 3-0 win. They lead 4-1 tonight. So same margin. That one is low ball two. Starter went six. In that case, it was Jalen Nowlin. The middleman went two. In that case, it was Jackson Hicks. And then in both nights, Rimmel closed it out. That one's hit sharply off the mound and into center field. So Allen turns the fastball around, and he has himself a leadoff single. So now Rimmel will have to face Thompson with a man on. So Thompson now steps in. 0-for-3, a couple flyouts and a ground out. There's a pickoff movement. It gets away from Tatum. Getting up and heading to second is Allen. It stays in play as Dylan gets it on the sidewall. So an E1 will move Allen to second base. So Rimmel a little too quick. I'll let that ball run off his fingertips. And Tatum couldn't quite glove it. So now he can come off the line. It gives the Muscles infield a little more range. With the lefty, Thompson staring in. The pitch. Check swing on a high fastball. They appeal and say no, he did not go around. Ball one. Hammerhead's got a run in the first. Both teams missed opportunities in the second and the third. And then the Muscles finally broke through. Four runs in the fifth as Rimmel calls for time and asks Cardenas to come out to the mound to have a quick word. But that four-run rally was the biggest point in this game. Muscles scored all of their runs in that one inning and now trying to make it hold up. Here's the pitch. Fastball is outside. Just missed with another fastball. Rimmel is 90-94 with the fastball. Right-hander from Berlin, Germany. Fires another one, and it's low ball three. The Muscles need a win tonight. They cannot let this one get away. And that one's outside, ball four. So Thompson draws the walk, and right away, the tying run comes to the plate in the ninth. Sanoa here has three homers. Montgomery on deck has considerable power. Santiago after that has three homers. So Rimmel immediately has gotten himself into a jam. Muscles bullpen stretching their arms out, hoping for the opportunity. Well, really not hoping, but being ready for the potential opportunity to close this out if Rimmel can't get it done. That pitch is high ball one to Sanoa. And now Carlos Hernandez going to go out there again. So this one not going to script here in the ninth. Rimmel was so good closing out the game on Tuesday night, and he's been so good of late. But five straight out of the zone. He will walk some, but the walks aren't usually a huge problem for him. Cardenas, of course, out there as well. We've got Germany, Venezuela, and the United States out there in that three-way conversation. Everybody now back to their initial places. Rimmel sees an ERA at 2.15, in some jeopardy now. Comes ready from the stretch. The 6'3" German ready. Now the pitch. Fastball right down the middle. There's strike one. Yeah. Runners take their leads. Allen at second, Thompson at first. Muscles up by three. The pitch. Fastball low, 2-1. All Rimmel's gone 9 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings since his rough outing on July 15th. But in a situation now, the 2-1, fastball laced out to center. Baez coming in and over. He'll get there. Makes the grab for a critical out number one. So Rimmel throws a strike. Sanoa flies out to center. And now it's Torin Montgomery. Of the four guys here at the bottom of the order, he is by far the most dangerous hitter to potentially tie this game with one swing. The other guys can hit, but he's got the most pop. And because of that, the outfield plays all the way back in this spot. First pitch to Montgomery is a fastball on the inside corner, strike one. Actually, a changeup at 86. Pretty straight change, but caught the inside edge. Rimmel deals, slider, and he got him. Nasty pitch to get ahead 0-2. Not what Montgomery was expecting. Hammerheads optimistically have a reliever warming in their bullpen. Rimmel ready. And 0-2. Slider way outside. No chase by Torin as Cardenas had to slide to his right to catch it. Rimmel set again, looks at the lead runner, now the pitch. Fastball lined foul into the seats on the first base side. A little late on 91. Rimmel's been able to keep everything down so far, which is typically where he lives. Fastball, slider, changeup combo. What does he go to on 1-2? He fires. And it's a swing and a miss. The ball gets away. The batter is out, but both runners advance. So that's a huge second out as the runners go to second and third. That is of less concern when you're up by three. That was an off-speed pitch that Montgomery couldn't lay off of. And it's all left to Carlos Santiago. Two outs, Hammerheads at second and third. A single would make it 4-3. But it wouldn't sink the muscles. Outfield really deep. I'd rather catch a long fly ball than let it get behind him. Santiago stands in that box, hands high, looking in at Rimmel. First pitch, fastball right on that outside corner, strike one. Rimmel again leans over to get the signs from Cardenas. Ready again. The 0-1. Fastball. That time a little off the plate. Went for the same corner. Just a fraction of an inch off the plate that time. Miller at the back of the infield playing behind the lead or the trail runner Thompson. Rimmel steadies. The 1-1. Fastball again ruled to be outside. Rimmel doesn't like it. But the muscles are out of challenges. Doesn't show much emotion out there, but kind of snapped his head back in disagreement of that call. 2-1. Fouled off. Another low fastball, and again, right on the edge of the strike zone, and Santiago rolled it foul. So the Hammerheads down to their final strike. Rimmel trying to polish this one off. Tying run at the plate against the right-hander. The 2-2. Slider, did he hold up? And they ring him up, strike three. Nick Rimmel puts this one to bed with a big-time save here on Saturday night. Strikes out the final too many faces after allowing the first two runners to reach. And the Mighty Muscles strike back after losing three in a row against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Your final score in 9, the Mighty Muscles 4, and the Hammerheads 1. Game completed in 2 hours and 27 minutes. here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Not a ton of offense in this game. It's the lowest hit total of any game in this series. 11 hits combined between both teams. Mussels out hit them 6-5. And that four-run rally in the fifth is the difference, as Cespedes delivers the big home run to get the rally going. And then it's Misael Urbina and Noah Miller to put on the insurance runs and get this victory for Fort Myers. Well, we've got a day game for you tomorrow. Noon is the first pitch. We'll be on the air at 11:45 a.m. as the Mussels and Hammerheads play one final time here in the 2022 regular season. We believe it'll be Tomas Cleto making his low-A debut. He'll be opposed by Juan Reynoso of the Marlins organization. For all of us here in Jupiter, Florida, I'm John Vitas saying goodnight from the Marlins spring training complex as the Mighty Mussels get a win and take home a 4-1 final score. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you all tomorrow at 11:45.
Thanks for listening to Fort Myers Mighty Mussels Baseball, worldwide on the Mighty Mussels Broadcast Network. This copyrighted broadcast is presented through the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated, for the private use of our audience. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, its descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.